which I'm going to have to sit like this because of my
talk dirty
like,
to me. Giggity, giggity.
This is John Lyons from Young Lyons. You're listening to Comic Pop Library.
Give me all the money in the register now.
Well, hello, gentlemen. I'm going to shove that phone so deep inside you, you're going to have to do Kegels to answer it. I've never done Kegels, but I've heard things.
Weird things.
We protect innocent people, and we've saved lives for years, and no one seems to notice us.
I'm pretty sure people notice us.
Now I'm going to upload this video so all your friends can see what you've been up to.
Holy shit. An agent at CMM sold a video, wants us to come for a meeting in Hollywood.
Wow.
There they are.
I love everything about you,
but I do want to enhance some things. Ready to see your new toys?
It's an opportunity to make a bigger difference than we can in Ohio. It's the moment we've been waiting for.
Electra Woman and Dyna Girl.
That's really good dancing.
Yeah, I saw it on television.
A mysterious woman dropped from the sky, leaving a path of destruction in her wake. She's unscathed by the police and their gunfire.
This is the first supervillain we have seen in years. Let us unite.
Boring.
I got a trick knee. I'd love to help, but I really don't think I should.
From Los Angeles, it's Electra Woman.
And Dyna Girl? I'm here too.
You're Electra Woman's sidekick, Dyna Girl, right?
I'm not her sidekick.
If you're not willing to follow my lead, then spin off.
I need to get to the CMM offices off of Wilshire, and I need to get there as fast as possible.
I'm not an Uber driver. Get out of my car.
Oh, my God. How many black Priuses are there in this city?
Get us out of here so we can suit up.
Oh, right here.
I said suit up, not soup up.
Have no fear, Los Angeles. Your city just got a whole lot safer.
Electro Woman and Dyna Girl have arrived.
Yeah.
Ah, that felt good.
That felt really good.
Yeah. Next time in front of humans?
In front of humans.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Comic Popcorn Movies, brought to you by Comic Pop Library. I'm Richard, along with
Jonathan.
And in today's episode, we are going to be looking at Electra Woman and Dyna Girl, the 2016 movie, and we're going to let Jonathan take it away.
All right. I will say, on a lot of movies, I'm real critical. I don't actually have too much fun with them. But this one, the first thing that I turned around and said to Richard was, this one was a fun one. And he looks at me like, he has officially lost his mind. He has never said this to me before.
If it would have been a DC movie, he would have hated it.
But it's kind of like a female version of Batman and Robin, except it's Electra Woman and Dyna Girl. And Electra Woman and Dyna Girl puts a fresh new twist on Sid and Marty Krofft's cult classic 70s TV series, starring YouTube sensation Grace Helbig and Hannah Hart. The crime-fighting duo takes their super personas and crime-fighting chops up a notch when they move from small-town Ohio to the glitz and glamour of Los Angeles. So, I mean, this movie is more of a comedy.
Oh, definitely.
Than, you know, one of those natural superhero kick-ass movies. It's...
Well, Kick-Ass was a comedy, too.
Not really. I mean...
Oh, yeah. Okay.
It had more action in it than comedy, I believe.
Okay. But anyway, Electra Woman and Dyna Girl. And that does not mean dinosaur.
No.
It means dynamic, I would assume.
Yeah, I think so. Either that or dynamite.
Yeah, true. 70s. Dynamite! And if you grew up in the 70s, you know where that came from.
Right.
Good times!
Well, I kind of know where that came from, too, and I didn't grow up in the 70s.
Sid and... Well, the Krafts, I don't know, Sid and who did you say? Marty?
Sid and Marty, yeah.
Yeah, they put a lot of strange stuff out there.
It seems like it. I mean...
And this is one, And they and the two ladies start out in the original get-ups, basically, because they're in spandex at the very beginning of the show, and there is not pretty. I'm sorry, it's not pretty. The cover of the movie, you're kind of like, okay, did I put it in the wrong disc? But no, it gets there eventually, guys.
yeah, because they don't have their capes or anything on there.
Yeah, they do.
Not on the
new stuff. Yeah, the new stuff.
Yeah, they take the new stuff. Off. They don't have capes.
I thought you were on the first ones.
On the first costumes, they had their capes and like it starts out in like a little gas station type deal, mini mart, and well, it actually doesn't start out in there. It starts
close
out
enough.
In their apartment. But anyway, that's kind of irrelevant at the point.
Yep.
But it starts off in this little mini mart, and these two robbers go and rob the mini mart. And Electra Woman and Donna Girl are there. And it's kind of funny because they have this, like, gun with, like, a
suction.
With the suction thing on it.
Yep.
And Donna Girl shoots it at the guy. And the guy's just kind of laughing. And then it gets stuck on his arm. And she's going, oh, crap. Cannot get this thing off. And she ends up pulling so hard that his arm pops off.
She's really strong, folks. I don't know how, but she is.
I don't know how because she has no superpowers, but she ends up yanking this guy's arm off, and it just gets more comical from there because the gas station attendant is just, like, standing there, like, with deer eyes, and then...
And she records it on...
On Snapchat?
Puts it up, or, something like that. Yeah. Well, no, because she puts it up online somewhere, and I got several...
Hits. I think she was also Snapchatting it because didn't she say, hey, say hi to your Snapchat friends or something like that?
Possibly.
Anyway.
But yeah, the first scene has a little bit of relevance. So we kind of give it a short shrift, but now that I think about it, it does introduce their neighbor.
Which was Bernice, who was played by Matreya Fedor.
And that comes in later in the show, and we'll let you guys watch it to see how that comes in later. But it's rapid fire cut downs, snarky remarks, and
yeah.
I mean, the little pistol type deal that has the suction type thing on it. They get an argument in the store about what it's called. It's either electrosuction or dynasuction, and it's kind of like, well, when you really think about that, dynasuction. Oh, okay. So you make your mind go somewhere else. But well, they're proud of that.
Electrosuction makes your mind go somewhere else, too.
Yeah, both of them do, but they don't see that in themselves. They think it's a cool name. And it's like, okay. But whatever.
And then they sit there and argue about it. They're like, well, you said that I could name it this time. No. I name everything. Yep. Because it was also the electric car. Notice how there was never anything, Dinah, anything. It was electric car, electrosuction. Oh,
yeah. And they grew up as friends.
Yeah.
Basically, they said in middle school, I believe it was.
Middle school.
The Dinah girl character was being bullied and the Electra woman character came in and helped her out with the bully. And they were friends ever since then. So.
And they have
how
names,
good of I friends, just... I'm not sure.
Yeah.
But who knows, because they do live in the same house, but they sleep in bunk beds. So it's like, okay. So.
And like I said, they do have names, but it's just kind of like.
Judy was Dinah Girl,
wasn't it? And
I got them written down. Lori was Electra Woman.
Yeah. But, you know, throughout the whole movie, I never paid attention to their first name. So I was just like, Dinah Girl, Electra Girl, or Electra Woman. Because that's pretty much what they called themselves the whole time. I mean, once or twice they used their real name. It wasn't
not very often, no.
So,
There's no mask. They don't hide their identity.
No. But they are known as Electra Woman and Dinah Girl, which is kind of funny. So then after they post that video online, they get a call from the producer, Christopher Coates.
You got me. I didn't write his name down. I know the company is CMM for Creative Mast Management.
I didn't even get that part.
Because this is a world where superpowers are everyday.
Are everything, normal. Yeah.
And they even make reference to a shadow war where all the supervillains were defeated.
Are defeated.
It's like, okay.
Which Bernice is there. the reason why they're talking to her is because she's like, I need to write a report on people who influenced my life, and I've chosen you two losers. Yep. And like, Electra Woman and Bernice do not get along whatsoever. Dinah Girl is just like, meh, I really don't care.
No. But yeah, they get called out to L.A. to the company, and like I said, I don't remember the manager's name.
Well, I'm going to take a wild guess and say it's Christopher Coates.
Sure, sounds good.
He was played by Frank Heflin. I mean, he wouldn't be listed on here if it wasn't.
Oh, what was the first name again?
Christopher.
Oh, okay.
Coates.
Because they had another character there that was kind of relevant at the company, and his name was Frank.
Wait.
Frank was kind of like their Q from James Bond.
Anyway.
It's like, okay, cool.
I need to make a correction. Christopher Coates is the actor who played Frank.
Okay, so that's the Q type character that builds stuff.
It doesn't show the producer.
Oh, well, that's all right. Let's see if I still have it called up. Let me pause the... Okay, we're back live.
So they get a call after the video. They get a call from the producer, Dan Dixon, who's played by Andy Buckley. And he calls him out to California. And, of course, Dinah Girl, who is kind of the reservist of the two, is kind of like, I don't know if I want to go.
Don't want to be a sellout.
And Electra Woman is... the excited one?
Yep.
Out of the two of them. And she's like...
Oh, yes.
She talks Dinah Girl into going. And Dinah Girl goes, okay, we will go, but we won't say yes.
True.
So...
But what happens? They drive all the way there in their car.
Electric car.
And then they do all this meeting, look at all this new stuff, and they're saying, oh, we need to make a decision. And they go out. And what happens?
Electra Woman goes, we're in.
No, I mean out in the parking lot.
Oh, their car's gone.
They've had the company's had their car towed right after it got there. So they're sitting on the sidewalk like, okay, thank you very much. What happened to our car?
Now, mind you, their car was actually not a pretty car.
No, but it was just a regular old car. Yeah,
it was like a black car.
That's all
car.
They could afford.
I called it the Rainbow Dash car because it had like the rainbows on the like they had the rainbow on like the hood.
And yeah, pretty close to a rainbow. Doors. It was a silver car and it had the yellow stripe. It was silver. Oh. It had the yellow stripe and the reddish orange stripe for the different colors of their costumes. Because on the hood, it did look like a rainbow the way it came out. And then it went down the side of the car as well. It was like, okay, definitely 70s stuff here.
Like I said, I called it the Rainbow Dash car. But when they actually agree, then they meet Major Volt, who is played by Clayton Chitty.
And he's the big wig of the management company.
And when they first see him, he's on TV and he's advertising this energy drink. And Electra Woman is just like, he's such a sellout. And when she meets him, they actually do not get along.
Nope.
He automatically hates her. And I think the feeling is mutual.
Oh, yes. And like they said, he was a little bit of a pain in the backside.
When they had the kind of coming out party for Electra Woman and Dinah Girl.
Not quite that type of a coming out party, though, folks. Like I said, they didn't actually say it was that type of a friendship.
Coming out as superheroes.
There we go.
But when they had that party, we get to meet Major Volt's sidekick as well. And he sits down next to Dinah Girl. He's like, so how's it like being Electra Woman's sidekick? And Dinah Girl just gives him the most dirtiest look. And she goes, I'm not her sidekick, I'm her partner.
Oh, yes.
And his name was Wingman.
Winged.
Winged Wingman. Played by Peter New.
They had fun with some of the names. That's like there was one, they had a snippet, kind of like what you would see on CNN or one of the TV channels, Fox or MSNBC, whatever, where they had the side-by-side people and talking heads. And the East Coast hero was Holy Cannoli. I was like, okie dokie. So they had fun
with some of the really names. Loved that. I loved that name. It was creative, it was funny, and I kind of wish I knew what his superpowers were.
Don't know if I want to know,
but
because his emblem on that he wore as a necklace kind of looked a little okay.
I didn't pay that close attention to it, so yeah,
it was supposed to be a cannoli, but
it didn't look like a cannoli.
Yeah, it could look like something else too. And what's the cannoli?
We'll talk about that off air. No, I'm just kidding.
Cream filled cannoli. Hey. So there you go. But yeah, there's a lot of they're not even suggestive. They're right out there in the open about their sexual jokes. They're just out there for everybody to just laugh at. And this is definitely not a show for...
It's not a show for kids.
Minors, no. Or per se. I think 16 and up, 15 and up would probably enjoy it. But parents will be in the background going, ooh, you know, that hurts. Oh, we don't need to hear that. But any younger than that, definitely it wouldn't be quite so good. But yeah, this one, just it's in the face. Yeah.
Okay. Well, see, like... I want to know what she was whispering to Dinah Girl at the when they first went in to meet the producer, because the guy with the superhero, because she was whispering, and there was this one guy who was playing with flames, and she's like, "Does everybody have superpowers but us?" And the guy with the flame turns around and says to the other guy, he's like, "So, what's your superpower?" And the guy's just like, "Super hearing." And Danny, our Electro Woman, is going, "Oh my god, I can't believe I just..." And he turns around and he's like, "Yeah, I heard everything. You need to get that checked out."
Yep.
So I want to know what she said.
No telling there. It's one of those that you might not want to know.
Might not. Because she talked about something about a cat, too.
I can't remember all of that was said, but yeah, we're not going there. Any stereotype you could have, it's in there too.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. And I have a feeling when they got popular, like Jonathan said, they had a party for when they were like, "Hey, we're big wigs now." It's because they were on this Good Morning USA, I think is what it was called. Yeah. It was basically Good Morning America. And the windows behind them, and all of a sudden, a armored truck pulls up there and a car screeches up and people jump up and start, you know, attacking them for a robbery.
Come out. And now, about the masks, I still don't understand them, because it was a baby doll mask.
Just masks.
I keep wondering if there was like a significance to it. But then again, it's just like, eh. It's one of those fun movies where... Don't overthink it too much.
I think they just got the most absurd mask they could find and just went with it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like...
To be honest.
Because with the first two robbers, weren't their masks kind of weird, too? Or no, they just had the blast mask.
Yeah, they just had the ski mask, yeah. But, yeah, but... And the Dino Girl and Electro Woman went out there, saved the day, and all this good stuff. But it also made me wonder, was this set up? Basically, I felt that this was... a setup, because, you know, it just felt that way. Why would an armored car be out there? And you have a PR company that just hired them on.
Right.
So to me, it just felt like it was a little connived. And, you never find out one way or the other.
If it was or not, but it felt like that because
and that led to their popularity. Springboarded them and to the party and meeting Major Volt and all that good stuff. So, yeah, that was kind of one of those, okay, never know. It wasn't explained, kind of one of those deals, like, what did she whisper to her?
Right.
You don't find out. But also, what happens at the party, though? But we get interrupted with a special news bulletin about...
Was that at the party?
Yep.
Yeah, it was. Mistress of, or the Empress.
Empress of Evil. Da, da, da.
And Dinah Girl goes, this is the first supervillain in ages.
Take that back. You're right. It wasn't at the party. That was at, they were kind of holding like a comic convention.
Yeah.
And where all the superheroes were signing autographs. And
I was going to say, I don't think so it was at the party.
You're right. You're right. I'll take that back. It was at kind of like the convention hall type thing where the break room was at, where all of them were gathered. Because that's where they introduced some of the other heroes. And you had one that could talk to plants. Yay. Cool.
Awesome power.
And you kind of heard it in the trailer, too. Yeah. Some of the other superheroes, because the ladies tried to rally the troops. And what happened?
I have a bum knee.
Yeah.
I don't think so. I think I should just stay here and sign autographs. That's what we were paid for.
What would it be like if we disappeared on them? It would show that we would not have the commitment.
The one who was saying that actually had the coolest superpowers. I mean, he could vaporize anything. Yeah. And here he's going, nah, I don't want to help. I mean, like, really? You can vaporize anything. Why are you acting like a chicken shit and being scared?
But that's where the superhero crowd has gone. They've become just celebrities, catchman, whatever you want to call them. Pitchman for companies. So, yeah. And what will we get? Major Vault. He eventually just goes off on his own because him and Electro Woman start arguing about who's going to get there and they need to team up. And no, I can do it. I can do it.
And he kind of just goes on his own.
And then he goes on his own.
They're like, where'd he go? And then they see him on TV. And yeah, let's not get into that.
It's like, boom, there you go. So he's taken out of action. So it's one of those where you'll have to see how he's taken out of action because it's pretty good.
Yeah.
But he no longer can continue on with the good fight, so the other superheroes have to take over.
Which scared them even more. They after that happened, they were like, nope, we're done.
Yeah, so you see, the other superheroes didn't take over. But, and even Electro Woman and Dinah Girl didn't even really take over per se, because they had a commercial shoot the next day to do.
And Dinah Girl was not so for it.
Yeah, she wasn't feeling it. But Electro Woman, she was getting the ego. She was the one that was getting the big head out of the two and enjoying the good life.
And Dinah Girl was just not having any of it. No. I think the main, you know, what if the roles were reversed? If it was Dinah Girl who was like the big hero, and Electro Woman was a sidekick. I mean, like, do you think that Electro Woman would be doing the same thing? Or do you think she'd have, like, kind of like... Because, you know, you're right. Electro Woman did have a bigger ego.
Oh, yep.
But what if the role was reversed?
It'd be reversed. And they go that route, I guess. I don't know.
It gives you something to think about.
I don't know. They could have done it, but... You know, because Electra Woman was the lead in of the team's name, that's why they used her as the egomaniac. I don't know if it would have worked if a sidekick was doing it, because what you picture as the main hero would just say, and go on off on her own and save the day, because do sidekicks.
Which she kind of did. Count? I mean, in a way, she kind of did.
But yeah, it's a fun movie. I enjoyed it. But the commercial shoot is another whole deal where it's comedy. It's played up to all the stereotypes. It's an energy drink deal. They're doing the male fantasy type thing with the commercial. And again, like Jonathan said, this really made Dinah Girl like, yeah, this ain't us. But Electric Woman was like, we can do it. So, because it was way over sexualized, and what did they say? Every pubescent boy has
will be
gone into their has gotten their manhood after this commercial has been seen by them. I was like, oh my gosh! So there you go.
This film really was one of those diamond in the roughs. I mean,
yep. Like you said, just have fun with it. You can't watch it and be serious.
Yeah, it's not really a serious movie at all. And it was, I think for me, it really was one of those fun ones, because normally I'm one who's sitting there going, that doesn't make any sense. Why is that happening? Or they need to do a better dye job on this hair.
True, you are. So, you are tough. I'm the one that says, enjoy what you got. Jonathan's over here. No. I was like, man. Like I said, on any DC movie, him and Jacob tear it to shreds, people. It's ruthless.
But you know, there's only one superhero movie that I haven't really torn to shreds, and that's Ant-Man. I really enjoyed that one.
Did you?
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed Ant-Man.
Looking for your
but no,
sweet ears.
It's one of those, it's a fun show. And it's one that go in, having fun. You know, and I can see this one becoming a cult classic if it can get the following, because it has that tone of a cult classic.
Yep.
Where it's oddball enough, it's funny enough, you know, it doesn't take itself seriously, but the production end of it, that could rival any TV series or TV movie that's on air today.
Right.
I don't know about a major motion picture,
I mean,
but a TV series or TV movie, it rivaled them. I mean, they did a good job.
It would have to be like one of those late night TV movies HBO.
But just saying the production of it was high. I mean, they really did a good job with the production of it. I was surprised because it was originated when we were looking up on the history of it as, you know, webisodes. And most people, they want to do good with the webisodes, but there's a limited budget.
Mm-hmm.
But you could tell that they were going to these places and shooting live, and, you know, there was no backdrops trying to cheat on anything. There was probably a few, but the quality was really good. So that in itself surprised me as well with this movie. Anything else on your end before we jump into anything else?
Well, we kind of mentioned Frank, but we kind of didn't mention his personality. You think that's...
If you want to.
...relevant, or...
You can if you want to.
Okay. So, Frank, he's kind of like the tech guy. He gives them their tools and stuff, but he's kind of like one of those... And it made it funny. I mean, it made it super funny. He's just kind of like one of those guys who talks like this and has no emotions. He's like a robot, but he loves his soup.
That is true. So much that he keeps it at, you know, he keeps a stock at work with him, so he doesn't have to worry about it.
But, I mean, he was so funny and so dynamic in this movie. It actually made him it made sense for him to have this role.
And like I said, it was basically a cue from James Bond, and it worked. I mean, he had fun with it. It was a quirky role.
Yeah.
Probably one of the more quirkier roles in the show.
Right. Other than the Uberman. Uberman!
True. That was played a little over the top, but this one was more of a personality quirk.
Yeah.
Than over the top, because that was a little bit over the top today. The whole movie was a little over the top. But the acting wasn't, per se.
No.
Again, it was well done. I was surprised.
I felt like I saw more connection. Like, they had more of a chemical, whatchamacallit?
Chemical reaction.
They connected more. It seemed like they had more of a friendly relationship. Then, you know, like when you watch a movie,
they were really good together. Yeah.
Yeah. When you want
their chemistry was good.
That's the word I was looking for.
That is true. It was. It was. And I think that saved the movie. If that wasn't there, I don't know if it would have been as good.
No, because like you were saying, that they were so quick to quip each other. And it was just like the chemistry was there. If the chemistry would not have been there, it wouldn't have made the movie.
Yep. That is true.
And this is a movie I just picked up the shelf and I was like, I guess we can give it a go.
Yeah, I hadn't seen it yet because I was like, okay, we can watch it. Because I looked at it a few times because the cover looks cool. But just by looking at the history of it, I was like, I don't know what the quality is going to be. I'll save that for a day when I have nothing else to watch. But then after watching it, I was like, oh, man, I should have watched this earlier. This was good. So you just never know sometimes. And it's like we say with independent films or independent books or comics, you don't know until you just check it out. Take a chance. And this is one of those words, just take a chance. Anything else? Are we ready to roll?
So what's going on with the sweet tweets?
We got some tweets, or we're going to do some stuff within the tweeting that we have here. And of course, if you are interested in contacting us, you can find us on Twitter or Facebook under Comic Pop Library. Leave us some messages there. We'll read them back on the air. We also have an email account at admin@comicpoplibrary.com. You can get in touch with us there. This time around, we're not actually doing the tweets or anything like this. I just was kind of tooling around, just seeing what people were doing with the stuff we were posting on the web, and I got some kind of neat surprises. A couple of things that came about. We had a post for Donnie, who is an Australian singer, that we put a posting on our website for, and all the way over in Greece, somebody picked it up and reposted it on their website, and it was on faust.gr, and there's even more after that. So just say, ah, cool, thanks for doing that, Faust. It was kind of a cool seeing that put up on the site. Interesting to see some of the stuff in different languages. And another one similar to that, and this was on a Japanese site, TweeSave, which I guess is kind of similar to Twitter, I'm assuming. Might not be, but it's called TweeSave.com. It's a Japanese site, and they posted a couple of our, you know, let's see, they posted, oh, okay. They posted our episode where we talked with Jared Roll, who was the owner and curator of the Star Wars The Nostalgia Awakens vintage toy exhibit. So that was kind of cool for them to do that. So it's kind of neat to see some of the things that people are grabbing from us and sharing with their audience as well. So we appreciate the support on those two sites helping us out. And again, like I said, if you want to get in touch with us, send us a tweet or a Facebook message. We'll read it back. Send us an email. Also, we're out there on iTunes. You can find us there. Subscribe to us. Leave us a review if you'd like. We just want to have fun with everybody. That's the cool thing about this. But back to Electra Woman and Dinah Girl. Like we've been mentioning, even though this is a smaller film, independent film is what I classify it as. This is one, like Jonathan's been saying, diamond in the rough. This is one cult classic that could become in the future because it has the trappings of one. It's just a fun movie. And if you're a library out there looking for something to add to your collection, you can pick this movie up, but you'll probably have to talk it up a little bit. Some people might not check it out, but the cover is kind of cool on it. Mm-hmm. It's modern, so they might actually check it out.
Goodness, it's got like a Los Angeles building skyscraper backish feel. And I'm not very good at describing cases. Logan, where are you?
Oh, well, it's the cityscape in the background.
Yeah,
so.
That thingy.
And they have the two female lead characters on there in pretty decent action poses, I guess you would call it, or their dynamic poses. Their action hero poses. Don't mess with us. But this is one, even for personal collections, if you're into some of those movies that are kind of off the wall and just fun to watch, this would be a good one to add to your movie. Yep. If you're into superheroes, to be honest,
it's not you really.
You might watch it, see what you think, and you might want to slide it into your collection because it's a fun riff on the superhero genre.
Yeah.
And it's not degrading the superhero genre.
No.
It's just a fun, funny movie on the superhero genre. So I would recommend this one to anybody out there just to watch at least once and have a fun time with it.
Anything and if you else? Enjoy it, you can always rewatch it as well.
There you go. Rewatch. But like we said earlier, this is definitely one that it's for a little bit more mature crowd. I would say no younger than 15, probably more at 16 and up. If there's no nudity, there's no over-the-top violence, but there is some violence, but it's mainly just the sexual tones that's throughout the whole movie and the language. You know, this would place it probably well within the, at least a light R. I'm not going to say it's a hard R, but it's a light R. Yeah. But it's a fun show, and if you can enjoy it, check it out. That's going to do it for this go around. We hope everybody out there is having fun listening to us. We've been having fun here talking about Electra Woman and Dyna Girl. We will see everybody on the flip side. Bye now.
See ya.
I can see it all so clear. Please believe me, I really had something to say. But now it's bye-bye to my thinking. Now that my thinking's gone, I got nothing to say. Determination, I know that I have got to persist. Just gotta keep on anticipating, cause it's so.
Thank you for listening to Comic Pop Library. We welcome your comments and suggestions by emailing us at admin@comicpoplibrary.com. All emails submitted become the property of Comic Pop Library and are subject for use in our show. We would also appreciate it if you would spread the word about Comic Pop Library by posting about us on Twitter, Facebook, or just tell someone about us. This podcast is not endorsed by any publisher, distributor, or studio, and it is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. The views and comments of the show hosts are their own and are not reflective in any business, entity, or organization associated with ComicPopLibrary.com.